KO4HKX, mobile.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB. How's it going, Patrick?
I'm doing good, Lloyd. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. Like I said, I just got on 82 a little bit later. I'm going to get closer to Pelham Road.
Good luck.
Do you know something I don't know, or are you just throwing that out as a caution?
Just as a caution. I know how 85 is. It can be good in 1 second and bad in the next.
That is definitely true. You would think somebody said the S word. How bad that traffic changes on their road.
I'm with you.
You've been doing good otherwise? Work's going okay?
Yeah, I've been fighting this truck and computer today.
Whatever happened to the simple times of engine runs without electronics or anything like that to cause further problems?
I don't know what's been going on with the computer today. It's just, I've had to reboot it like 10 times today.
And it's obviously something that cannot be disconnected to run without it.
No, that's what I run my business on.
The computer for your business, not the one that controls the truck or anything, the function of it.
Yeah, that's the computer I'm having problems with, is the one to run my business. It keeps locking up, and I was just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Kind of like Microsoft sent out a new update, and it hadn't quite loaded yet.
Yeah, that's why. Do you have your computer set to auto-update from Windows, or you let it check on your own, and then you apply the updates?
It's set to, it'll check for them and let me know that there is an update. But I don't know what it is about the Microsoft computers, because I'm running one of the, the Microsoft Surface Laptop 3 or whatever it is. It's not the Surface Pro or anything like that. I did have that. But it seems like when Microsoft pushes out an update for it, it's like it messes up the computer until you install that update.
It never updates?
And I don't want to do that either, because then there's another problem. They push out the software for the business, and then I don't have the updates for it.
Offer updates as well? Auto updates over the... I'm always leery of updates. I always try to stay two or three major revisions behind. And that would even apply to my business software. But if your business software won't let you, it won't let you.
Will not let you. They want it updated as soon as it comes out.
Windows 10 or, God forbid, Windows 11. 11, you poor bastard. And I'm guessing it won't allow you to go back to Windows 10.
It's not an option. Because when Windows pushes out an update, MacOS builds their next update on the computer around it, and then if you don't have it, then you're in worse trouble than I am right now.
I did Windows 7. I mean Windows 10. You know, Windows 7 worked so well for so long. I was using it until maybe 2 or 3 months ago. I should probably go back to it. But, you know, I don't have anything that's that critical where let's say my software that runs, you know, whatever it is, my shoe repair business or whatever says, oh, well, we have to have the latest update.
So, Lloyd, how was your day today? Anything happen for you?
Took the truck. I was going to try. I got some auction items I had to pick up in Greenville. I took the truck down there. I got as far as Simpsonville. I was going to get some more cargo straps and things at Harbor Freight. And that's about the last that truck ever ran. I think I have the starter relay, or starter solenoid, whatever they call it. Sounds like that's the problem. Check, was it Apollo 12 that got hit by lightning twice and still made it to the moon? And we don't build things like that anymore.
Anything anymore.
That's entirely true. We've let too much of it be outsourced. We still build things. We still, believe it or not, we still build semiconductors. You know, we still build avionics and electronics. We still build aircraft. We still have an aerospace industry. We still have an auto industry, but now it's mostly foreign parts, like I'm sure that wonderful starter relay. But yeah, just, you know, we have older vehicles. We still have an electronics industry, believe it or not. You know, we still have an aviation and avionics, and even an auto industry. But it's cheaper to outsource, you know. And it's a question of, would you rather pay? The consumer, in a lot of sense, is to blame. You know, we want cheaper goods. Would you buy American and pay for it if it was that much better? And in a lot of cases, we would. We would, but, you know, we wouldn't.
For HKX. Yeah, well, the auto industry, they might say they're manufactured here, but most of them aren't.
The ones that are mostly made with foreign parts anyway. You know, it was, what is it, Adam Smith's theory of comparative advantage. Whichever part of the world has the advantage in making certain goods or services because they have certain labor or certain materials or whatever, you know, that's where the work ends up going to. And the comparative advantage is with the East because of the labor costs, which is, you know, still true.
But Glenn, I've got a phone call coming in, so I'm going to jump out. Good to hear you this afternoon. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 73s.
KD2VNG, all right, 73s. And I'm here at my destination, so I'll be clear.
USL.
Something, something. I forget already. KD2BNG, how you doing?
K5, Gene here, Kilo Golf 5, Golf Delta November. Doing well over here. Calling from Mills River, just checking on my setup right now.
Theo, you have a good signal. Everybody comes through this repeater with a little bit of white noise, so I wouldn't worry about that. Yeah, you sound fine.
More time on your call.
Delta 2 Bravo November Golf.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Malden. Intersection of, what is it, Main Street and Butler Road. Yeah, I was just out doing some shopping, finishing a few things.
What did you say? I missed that part.
Yeah, it's, well, it's a place, I guess.
I was able to get this one. Mitchell's been kind of noisy today, but, yeah, being a Mills River, I've always got pretty good coverage of this. I just got a couple of adapters, and I'm running a mag antenna on a, HD right now.
Need to get ticket sense distortion or something. Yeah, mobile antennas or affordable antennas or whatever are funny. But, yeah, whatever radio system that is, I guess it works well enough for you. Anyway, I'm about to arrive here, so I'll let you go for now.